It's time for the Entertainment Toy of the Week podcast. I'm still your host, Adam Paulus, because I'm the one who records these. It is Friday, January 29th, 2010, and we're going to look at Clone Wars Hasbro Action Figures Wave 12. I really like the Clone Wars action figures and the way they're going, so without further ado, let's get started. First off, we've got the big furry guy, Thysen, or Thysen, depending on what you'd like to call him. He is a member of the Tall species from the episode Trespass. One of my favorites. He's a big furry guy. If you're an old school fan, you might recognize him as Muftuk. He's one of the Cantina aliens, except this time around, he's a chieftain on a snow planet. He's a little bit thinner than his previous releases, but he's got a ton of articulation. And I'm going through my nicely sorted tackle boxes right now to find him. He's currently shacking up with my clone troopers. So anyway, here he is. Just opening it up right now. You really should store all your action figures in tackle boxes, by the way. It's really good for sorting things, especially if you have an obsessive attention to what goes where, like I do. Anyway, his accessories include removable armor. His head comes off, and you can put this on there, and it makes him either a chief or a generic Tal's warrior, which I think is awesome. He has a giant spear, and he has a ceremonial club, which is based on the tail of the creatures they ride on the planet, and it also works as his hat. It'll fit on his head, kind of like a crown, or you can put it on the back of his armor, it'll snap into place. Or it's a weapon, whatever you'd like. It's great. He's very nicely articulated, with hips, knees, shoulders, elbows, wrists, waist, neck, and if you really want, you can pull off just his face for some reason. I don't know why Hasbro did that. My guess is they have plans to use this body for something else, but good on them for thinking ahead. Paint's good, fur sculpt's good. I think it looks more convincing than the CG model in the series, which was convincing enough for me. I really like this figure a lot. I'm actually very excited to have this figure. I would like to have more of it, so I could have a whole little tribe of these guys to go around in the snow, if I had ever seen snow anywhere that I live, to go out and fight and stuff. But it's a very good figure, and if you collect Clone Wars figures, I would say you should get some serious consideration into picking this one up. Also new... We have, let's get this put away. As you can see, I organized these things really well this week. I just kind of pulled my tackle boxes down from my stack O tackle boxes so I'd have them ready for you. But this figure's companion is the Snow Anakin Skywalker in cold weather gear. He basically looks like he's wearing Han Solo's Hoth gear from The Empire Strikes Back. The figure is mostly fully articulated. He's got knees, hips, no ankles, wrists, shoulders, elbows, waist, and neck. He has a hood that is down around his neck, but that can be removed if you'd like, and it's clear that Hasbro designed this figure to be able to have a hood-up variant later if they want to. I hope they want to, because that would look really good. His goggles are fully removable. He's got a blue parka. The paint on his boots is really nice, I gotta say, and the goggles are really, really snug, so be careful with them. They look great, and they fit pretty much perfectly well. Some say that he has a pinhead. I don't know if I agree. It's just that once you mat his hair down, it looks like he has less head going on. So if they exaggerated it, it would be too big. Since they made it normal, it looks too small. It's probably the hood down around his neck that makes it look smaller. But it's really nice. He holds his lightsaber weapon, and that's about all he can do. And he holds it in his left hand because his right hand can't hold squat. They designed it as sort of a forced gesture, which is a shame. But yeah, I really hope to do a hood-up variant because I like this figure a bunch. Anyway, let's move on to the next figure, which is going to be... Oh, Palpatine. This is a good one. Let's go get him out. Here we go, my villains box. The new Palpatine, or Darth Sidious, or whatever you want to call him. It's basically the Emperor cartoon style. Paint's great, articulation, not so good. He does not have any leg articulation. I am not exaggerating. He has a waist joint, and that's it. He's got ball-jointed shoulders, elbows. He has wrist joints. He's got a neck joint. He's very, very thin. The paint on the face is great. The hood is not removable. But if you look at it from the right angle, you can tell they did a great job painting it, and there's a lot of great detail on it. They just don't want you to see it, which is a shame, but Hasbro does that sometimes. He includes a lightsaber and two pieces of Force lightning. Very, very, very impressive stuff if you want this particular kind of figure. It'd be nice if he could sit, but on the show, does he ever sit? Not really. Doesn't matter. TX-20 is the new droid in this wave. It's a tactical droid. He includes a holograph of Wat Tambor, a firing rocket launcher, and a regular pistol. He has ankle joints, hip joints, wrist joints, elbow joints, shoulder joints, waist joint. Wait, does he have a waist joint? Yeah, he's got a waist joint. and a neck joint. He looks basically like he does in the series. Paint job looks more cartoony, and the TV one looks more realistic. So I expect to repaint at some point in the future, but it's a very nice figure. No complaints. I dig it. And the last new figure in this wave, is this the last one? Yes, it is Commander Stone. And Commander Stone is a clone trooper. You might say, oh, it's another clone repaint. You'd be wrong. And don't put words into my mouth. It's not a nice thing to do. He includes a blaster, two pistols, and a removable helmet. The body itself is a completely new sculpt. The helmet seems to be the basic new sculpt. The head is new. The torso is new. The arms are new. The legs are new. They fixed up the arm armor, so now the elbow armor is actually attached to the forearm piece instead of the bicep piece. Most of you don't know what I'm talking about. You can ignore that. The wrist joints are now swivel, not swivel and bend. There are no ankle joints, and the hip joints have been updated, so the figure can't sit very easily. So it looks better. This is easily an improvement in appearance, and the shoulder joints are greatly improved over previous releases. However, can't sit. And the waist joint is swivel instead of pivot like it used to be. So in some respects, it's better. In some respects, it's worse. Overall, it's not bad. I'd still recommend getting it. This is a very good wave. One of my favorites in a while. If you order cases of figures, it'll also include Clone Trooper Jack, Anakin Skywalker, Count Dooku, Commander Cody, Cad Bane, Obi-Wan Kenobi. Excuse me. I burped on you. My apologies. And Kit Fisto. I'm leaving the burp in, it'll be fun. Anyway, that's the wave, and I hope you like it. Check our site for availability, and I will talk to you all next time on the Entertainment Earth Podcast with Adam Paulus.